This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Explosions are lighting up the sky over Kyiv tonight as the Russian assault on Ukraine concludes a third day or continues into a fourth. After a day of pitched battles around the city, Ukraine still seems to have control of its capital. President Volodymyr Zelensky is still posting videos calling on his countrymen to defend their territory. U.S. officials say most of the more than 150,000 Russian troops who had massed on Ukraine's borders are now inside the country fighting to take control of the former Soviet republic. Residents of Kyiv are subject to an overnight curfew. Many are spending their nights in subway tunnels for safety. Air raid sirens went off and the sky glowed red Saturday night as fighting continued after dark. Ukraine's health minister said 198 Ukrainians have been killed in the fighting. More than 1,000 have been wounded. And President Volodymyr Zelensky posted another video Saturday evening vowing to keep fighting. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
In another video message, President Volodymyr Zelensky reiterated his openness to talks with Russia, welcoming an offer from the leaders of Turkey and Azerbaijan to organize diplomatic efforts. That came a day after Zelensky offered to negotiate a key Russian demand, abandoning ambitions of joining NATO. Zelensky concluded his message with a reassuring but determined tone, saying, "We will keep fighting as long as necessary to free our country. If children are born in shelters, the enemy has no chances in this patriotic war." I'm Ben Thomas.
You're listening to VOA News. The United Nations Security Council is due Sunday to call for a rare emergency session of the 193-member UN General Assembly to discuss Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Diplomats said the emergency session would be held on Monday. Those diplomats say the move needs 9 votes in favor and is likely to pass. The vote by the 15-member council is a procedural one, so none of the 5 permanent council members, Russia, China, France, Britain, and the United States, can wield their vetoes. Only 10 such emergency special sessions of the General Assembly have been convened since 1950. The request for a session on Ukraine comes after Russia vetoed on Friday a draft UN Security Council resolution that would have deplored Moscow's invasion. China, India, and the UAE abstained, with the remaining 11 members voting in favor. The General Assembly is expected to vote on a similar resolution. General Assembly resolutions are non-binding, but they can carry political weight. The U.S. is revisiting expelling Russia from the global bank-to-bank payment system known as SWIFT as the next step in a series of escalating sanctions punishing Moscow for its unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden initially held back on this crucial step, but that would isolate Russia on the world stage and have a serious impact on its economy. He held back due to concerns of European allies. But those concerns appeared to be eroding on Saturday as Russian forces moved to encircle the Ukrainian capital. Ukraine has lobbied for a SWIFT ban on Russia, but some nations are hesitant still to take that step. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken marked the 8th anniversary of Russia's invasion of Crimea Saturday, saying in a Twitter post that the act amounts to a prior example of disregard for international law and Ukraine's sovereignty. He said the United States stands united with Ukraine. 18 people were reported missing at sea on Saturday when their boat disappeared near the Malaysian holiday island of Langkawi, according to officials. The Coast Guard said the boat, believed to be carrying 14 anglers and 4 crew, went missing some 9.4 nautical miles west of the Baras Basah Island next to Langkawi. A senior Coast Guard official said the boat's owner reported the disappearance this afternoon, which triggered the search. Small boats frequently capsize off Malaysia's western coast due to strong waves and bad weather. And Malaysia's meteorological department warned over the weekend of heavy and continuous rain in the country's northern states. Via remote, I'm Marissa.